Hi, it's Tim Dittman with OSF Healthcare, and this is Healthcare News You Can Use. My dad used to tell me, if you get through February, the worst of the Midwest winter is over. Well, that means we have a month to go. So on this week's show, we're giving you some last-minute winter weather tips. What should you do if you get frostbite or worse? How can you avoid exhausting yourself while doing outdoor work? And do you really need to wear sunscreen year-round? Here are some cold weather terms to know, courtesy of Maddie Draper, an APRN at OSF On-Call Urgent Care in Danville. Frost nip is a mild injury where exposure to the cold turns the skin pink or red. The skin can also feel numb or like it's burning. This, she says, typically goes away when you warm up. Frostbite is a more severe case. Your skin may be numb and appear yellow, white, gray, or black, and it may feel waxy or have blisters. And hypothermia is the most serious. This is when your body temperature drops below 95 degrees.
Well, there's different stages of that as well. So the first stage is going to be our natural response of shivering. And then the more severe it gets, the patient gets confused, lethargy, memory loss, slurred speech, that kind of thing, and can lead to a coma as well, and often death.
To treat frost nip, get inside and gradually warm up.
It's not as fast as possible. It's not as hot as possible. It's just that gradual warming, getting off your cool clothes. If they're wet, get those off immediately. And typically just rewarming. You don't want to stick your hands or feet into hot steaming water. It's just that warm water.
If warm water is not available, put your hands under your armpits gently. Don't rub your hands like they're kindling. And if your feet are cold, lay down. Don't stand on them. Draper says if you have frostbite or hypothermia, get to the emergency department. Providers will use water or blankets to warm you. You could also get oxygen or fluids through a mask, nasal tube, or IV. And medication can also help with pain and blood flow. Prevention of all this includes dressing in layers and make sure those layers are water resistant. Don't make your clothes too tight as that can impact blood circulation. Have a winter weather kit handy. That should include flares, a first aid kit, food, and blankets. Be well fed and hydrated, but avoid junk food, caffeine, and alcohol. Cigarettes and other drugs are also not a good idea. Do outside stuff with a buddy and take breaks, especially if you're in wet clothes. Go inside and change out of those. Also, let others know your plans and keep a close eye on kids, pets, the elderly, and other at-risk groups. Whether you're shoveling or just tidying up outside, there is a risk to hurt yourself. You could aggravate a back injury, you could fall, you could get your hand caught in a snow blower, or even suffer a heart attack. Those are all seen in emergency departments across the country this time of year. Amy Henderson is a family practice physician assistant at OSF.
Person develops any chest pain, sharp, radiating, arm pain, jaw pain, those are all signs and symptoms of a possible heart attack. If those symptoms do not improve with rest, you know, after a very short amount of time period, that is concerning. My advice would be to seek immediate medical attention if you're concerned at all for a cardiac event or a heart attack. In this case, it's always good to play it safe than sorry.
So make sure you're prepared when you start that task.
Most important things is wearing the appropriate clothing so you're staying warm and avoiding things like frostbite. Again, though, this is a strenuous activity. So also stretching prior to going out and doing this activity is very important. So I recommend stretching for 5 to 10 minutes before you go out in the cold. I also recommend staying hydrated because, again, you're doing physical activity.
Other tips include bend at the knees, not the waist. Push snow, don't lift it. Know where the ice patches are. And take breaks. You don't have to get the whole garage cleared at once. You could even get a youngster to help you. Winter is associated with cloudy gray skies. So do you really need to wear sunscreen if the sun is not out? Yes, says Karen Boyd, a cancer nurse navigator at OSF. Protecting yourself from skin cancer is a year-round effort.
So there are SPF sunscreens. We recommend 30 or above that you need to apply to your face, your neck, your ears if they are exposed, and your lips. Don't forget about your lips. I say this all the time, even when I'm talking to people about, you know, other times of the year and stuff. Lip balm is so important.
And don't forget the eyes.
just like in the summer when you have the glare from the sand, in the wintertime you have the glare from, say, the snow, even if there's snow on the ground. You have that glare, and your eyes can feel the effect of the sun just as well.
So keep all your exposed skin protected and stay hydrated. That also keeps the skin healthy. If you're showering off after a long day and you notice something suspicious on your skin, run it through the ABCDE test. A stands for asymmetry. Do you see a mole that's unevenly shaped or notch, or does it just look different overall? B stands for border irregularity. Have the edges of the mole changed? Is it not clearly defined? Is it not a perfect circle? C stands for color. Was it once light brown, but now it's turning darker, or does it look crusty? That's another cause for concern. D is diameter. Has it changed in size or grown? E is evolution. Does it generally just look different than it has before? If you check any of those boxes, see a healthcare provider. That's healthcare news you can use. For a podcast of these programs, visit WITYradio.com. For more on OSF, visit OSFHealthcare.org. For OSF Healthcare, I'm Tim Dittman.